Good morning and welcome to the Life Science Rush Hour with Matt Corcoran. I hope everyone's having a great Thursday, the last Thursday of the unofficial summer before Labor Day. Today I'm going to talk about patents and protecting those patents. I've seen some law firms recruit some big IP teams over to their firms, which is why this is kind of at the top of my mind today. I was also at an event last night at Penn State and was talking with their tech transfer office, who obviously are transferring their IP and patents over to third parties so they can commercialize it. The reason I want to talk about it is because it is so underinsured, it is mind-boggling. To give you an example, pretty much every company that has investors, outside investors, whether that's public or private, has D&O insurance. A company is over two times more likely to incur a loss from a patent versus a D&O claim. Yet, I would say 2 to 5% of companies actually insure their patents. If we were actually to drill down even further into life science companies, so med device, bio, tech, pharma, et cetera, we would probably see this delta even higher, especially on the device side, that, you know, you're infringed upon, someone saying you're infringing on their patent, et cetera. And all these things can be covered through an insurance wrapper, but very seldom are they even talked about, let alone purchased. And then when we start looking at the claim size are significant. And again, these things are completely uninsured. So what I want to do is just kind of briefly talk about what patent insurance can do to protect you, and how easy it is to move through in the process to figure out if the economics are right. Because that's another fear. People say, if the claim is more likely, the claims are expensive, how much is this going to cost me? And what kind of coverage am I really going to get? And that's a great question, because you don't want to put time and effort into doing something when at the end of the day is going to be way too expensive to insure. So the process is real simple to see if the economics are there. It's an app that takes 10 to 15 minutes if you understand your patents. And if you don't, there's most likely someone in your office or a company that is responsible for that, whether it's a general counsel or chief technology officer, whoever it might be. That application takes, again, 10 to 15 minutes. After that, we can basically get you, hey, here's kind of the ballpark pricing. If things kind of pan out as you say. Now, there might be a 10 to 15%, but at least you have an idea, hey, yeah, this is economically feasible for us, or, you know, this just doesn't make sense. We're better off self-insuring that, which is fine. Because what that allows you to do is go to your board and say, hey, we looked at pricing, we looked at protecting these patents, but here were the economics of it, and that's why we didn't do it. So the process is real simple. If you say, hey, we're going to go forward, then it gets a little bit more in depth, but you already know what happens. The insurance company brings in some experts to really dive into the document, the patent documentation, to see, you know, how valid the patent is and whatnot. And then once that's done, you're able to bind. So what can patent insurance protect? Well, it can do a couple things. It can defend you. The company says, hey, that's our patent. You stole our ideas. You're infringing upon us. You're going to have legal defense. The patent insurance can protect you there and help pay those legal defense fees. On the flip side, you allege someone's infringing on your patent, and you want them to stop. The policy can be set up to do that as well. So you go after your company X, you allege company Y is infringing on your patent, the insurance policy can help cover those fees to go after them. Troll defense. So, you know, there's companies out there that essentially just go up and get all the patents they can and try to get a payday out of you. It can help that against protect you against those. You know, another thing that I haven't really seen utilized, but is available, is collateral protection. We see companies or entities that loan money to, you know, that loan money, take the IP, the patent, as collateral. Well, we can set up an insurance policy to protect you against, you know, to basically, and this is more for the, I would say, it would be for both parties, because what it can do is an entity, a bank or any lending institution really doesn't want to take your patent, because they're going to get, they're not, they can't bring it to fruition. They're just going to try to sell it and probably take a discount on it. Well, this can help probably alleviate some of that, because the insurance company is going to take it and try to sell it. So it gives you some protection. It might be able to give you a little bit lower interest rate. And again, one of those things where we have to do the economics to see if it makes sense and what the lender's thoughts are on that. Business income. So you get a cease and desist order because, you know, you're infringing on our patent. It can provide protection from cash flow. So these are just a few of the things it can do and be set up. It's really a manuscripted policy that can be set up a bunch of different ways. They say, hey, Matt, I got this patent. Here's what I'm afraid of. Well, let's see what we can do to protect it and at least go through the economics of it. You know, if you're a med device company, a biotech, or any company, and you're looking also at your exit strategies, or you're looking to bring in an investor, you're looking to do a round of investment, and you have, say you have this coverage, that's certainly going to make investors feel more comfortable. You know, one of the things that companies tell me all the time when they're raising money is they want to see the patent, how strong the patent is. Well, obviously we want to make sure the patent's strong. And if we put this next layer of protection on, it's going to make the investors feel a lot better. Attorneys sometimes get a little, hey, you know, that's kind of demeaning to me, or it's not valuing our work, which I understand that. Everyone has ego. But if you're infringed upon, you know, it is what it is. It's no reflection of an attorney. And in fact, this can be a benefit to the attorney, because companies have the right to appoint counsel as well. So you can use your same patent attorney or whoever you may, you know, feels the best fit to protect you going forward in those cases. So there's so many benefits to this, and it's so easy to get the economics of it to see if it's worth going down the path, that it's surprising that so few companies take it. I understand probably why. It's because a lot of insurance brokers don't understand it, what it can do. Some don't even know there's a market for it. I mean, in fact, a lot of the clients I talk to and prospects, you know, scratch their heads and say, how come no one ever told me about this? When really this is one of the most valuable assets that a company can have, if not the most valuable. So again, it's the last week of summer. People probably don't want to hear about patents and protecting it, but it's so important. That's why I continue to talk about it and see no stopping of that. If you ever want to learn more about it, certainly reach out to me. You can find me on email, matt@mattcork.com, mattcorc.com. My blog, mattcork.com. I'm on Twitter, mxc390. And you can, you know, search me on Facebook. Obviously, I'm here on this podcast. Look around. I'm easy to find. Email is usually the best way. Again, Matt, M-A-T-T, at mattcorc, mattcorc.com. Thanks for listening. If I don't talk to you, have a great Labor Day weekend, and look forward to catch on with everyone after the holiday break. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.